Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and here are some affirmations to help you feel relaxed about money. And the goal of this recording is to help you start your reprogramming process. So you can rewrite these, listen to this over and over again, talk it through in your mind, like, what does this mean to me? Like, really make these affirmations your own. But the goal is for you, on a day-to-day basis, you feel more and more relaxed about money in general. Okay, so let's do it. I receive all the love and support I need and desire. I have more than enough money. I always buy what I desire and when I desire it. When I'm not seeing all the money I want, I find a way to be even more positive. I am discerning. I have a wise perception. I judge well. I am confident in my decision making. I choose what I truly love. I have everything I need and truly desire to feel self-expressed. I am free to do what I want, when I want, with whoever I want to do it with. I have plentiful savings that grow and grow. It's a fun game. I just watch my money accumulate in my accounts while living my dream life in every way. I pay or resolve every financial obligation with ease. My life is happy and full of adventure, peace, and joy. My life is calm and full of blessings and good fortune every day. I experience breakthrough after breakthrough, success after success. I am centered and confident around money. I am relaxed. I am balanced. I am calm. I am collected. I am composed. I am cool. I am peaceful. I am centered. I am sane. I am settled. I am healthy about money. I happily and joyfully and excitedly take care of myself. Spirit and I co-create the life of my dreams. I am productive and relaxed at the same time. I work at a consistently relaxed and inspired pace. Everything gets done. I do my best work. The longer it seems to take, the bigger the blessing will be. I am always willing to be patient. The big financial fix is me. I'm willing to change. I become the financial fix I desire. I am the cure. I enjoy spending money. I spend money with love. I spend money based on my truest desires. I know my spending habits and I honor them. I intuitively already know all my expenses. I spend on bills and food and my appearance and wellness and grooming and entertainment and debt and fun and joy and happiness and merriment and frivolous things and gifts and generosity. And it all works. It all works. I spend well, I spend soulfully, I spend in a way that honors my well-being. I intuitively know if I need to make a change in my career, and I make that change quickly and with ease. I receive more than enough income to meet all my lifestyle needs, wants, and desires. I now only make decisions from a relaxed state. I show the universe through my thoughts, feelings, and actions that I expect to prosper. I only go for what I want. If I'm feeling squirrely about money, I immediately find some way to feel positive about my finances. I am so excited to pay my bills. Paying bills is fun. I am so excited to get paid. Getting paid is fun. I am so excited to save money. Saving money is fun. I am so excited to invest and contribute to my retirement because investing and contributing to my retirement is fun. I am so excited to pay off my debt because paying off debt is fun. I am so excited to have a ton of cash in my wallet and in my checking account because having money is fun. I am relaxed and peaceful about money. I am relaxed and peaceful about my finances. I figure it out, and it feels good to be me because I took the time to figure it out. I am so grateful to be me. I am so grateful for my finances. I am so grateful for this journey. Amen. Amen. All right. So again, these are affirmations to help you feel peaceful and relaxed about money. I would listen to this recording a couple of times. Maybe write some of these down and play with them. Make them your own. And ask yourself, how can I really embody and live out this affirmation? Like, how can I learn to make decisions from a relaxed state? And maybe you have to go and do some research on how to make decisions or listen to somebody talk about the decision-making process and then figure out some strategies for yourself and try those. And then what doesn't work, ditch it and try something else until you get it right and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying until you're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty good at making decisions. I really trust myself around decision-making. Cool. So that was just an example, but these affirmations are meant to be a jumping off point to help you reprogram your mind so you feel relaxed and peaceful about your finances and specifically about money. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I help you take concepts like this and apply them directly to your life and make it real and make your goals real. And help you go to your next level, whatever that next level might be for you. So please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. And I stumbled over because I want to shout out the Spotify people. I'm loving you guys, Spotify people. I love all of you. But thank you, Spotify folks. Please like, subscribe, review on whatever platform you are on. Thank you for the review on Spotify. That sweet soul that wrote that. I appreciate that. Or like star. I saw a star. That's all I saw. I didn't read anything. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I do love that platform a lot. I'm drinking the Spotify Kool-Aid right now, just in my own personal life, and it's fun. I found this cool audio. It's an affirmation audio, and she like turns it into a song, like a. Oh, you know what? I actually screenshot it, and here's my phone, so I can. I'll tell you, this is a. If you keep listening to the end, you always get a little bonus. Okay. It's called Money Up, and it's like affirmation. I always, whatever platform I'm subscribed to at any given time, I'll always like do a search for affirmations for prosperity, or and then I have them in my queue to listen to. So this one, I don't even know how it came up, but her name is ZII, and it's Crowned Affirmations, and the song is Money Up, and I wish that. There wasn't all the weird copyright stuff, which I'm a fan of copyright stuff. I'm a creator myself, but I would love to be able to just play you guys a little bit of it because it's so cool. But it's like, get your money up. And she goes through all the little different aspects of your finances. And it's like, and I forgotten that I found it like months ago. And so on Spotify, there's like an AI DJ. And so he had played like a Missy Elliott song for me. And then all of a sudden he, right behind that song, he played this one. And I was like, it felt like a pop song in that moment. Like after I've been listening, I think I listened to like some Megan Thee Stallion and somebody else. And I was like, after that, it was just like, boom, boom. Like here it is. It's like, and the vibe is just really great. So it's called Money Up Something Affirmations. I just screenshotted it, so I don't know what the rest of it is. But the artist is ZII. And it looks like the album is called Crowned Affirmations. And she's in a crown. And let's see, on the side of the record, it says, for women who are chasing their dreams. really beautiful lady. I have no idea. I've never heard of her, but it's good. It's really good. It's good. And it's fun. And especially if you like put it in with your other, you know, listening, like, sure, it's not like, you know, a real pop song. Right. But if you put it in with like your other, like, upbeat, up tempo, the things that like really get your energy up, it's so great. Like, you're like, oh, I just went from like grooving to this to now I'm like talking about get your money up. And she talks about savings and like, and spending and, you know, being a millionaire. Like, it's cool. She did, it's really well done. And, I think it's so amazing. When I came up, you know, in my early 20s and, you know, discovered metaphysics and affirmations and Louise Hay, you know, it was just, I was so grateful to like go to a Borders, right? That's how old I am. And be able to buy a Louise Hay CD. And she was like the only one on the market. And now we have so many affirmation recordings that we can use to completely and totally change from the inside out. So this is one that I really thought was cool. And I pray that you found these affirmations helpful. Till next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.